The president of Nigeria is urging protesters to stay at home after a deadly shooting by his security forces Tuesday. They opened fire on an encampment of protesters in what's being called the Lekki Massacre. The protesters were there to call for an end of a branch of the police called SARS, or Special Anti-Robbery Squad. For more now, let's bring in Ader Peralta, who is NPR's East Africa correspondent based in Nairobi, Kenya. Ader, welcome.
Thank you, Lisa.
The protesters are primarily young people. First off, before we get to this event, what have they been demonstrating against?
So these protests started more than 2 weeks ago, and they were sparked by a video that went viral that showed one of the members of this special unit of the police. It's a special anti-robbery unit that's known as SARS. And it showed one of those members shooting a man and then just leaving him lying on the street. They just left. And this sparked massive protests in Nigeria. And one of the young people I spoke to said that this touched them because being young in Nigeria meant being scared. They were scared of this unit because they extorted them money. Many of them, you know, have been killed or maimed by this group. And so that was their main concern, was to end this SARS unit.
So talk about this particular incident that happened Tuesday night, where protesters were in an encampment. They were sitting down, singing the national anthem, holding the national flag, expecting the security forces would come but wouldn't fire on anybody who was holding a flag. But they were wrong. Tell us what happened.
They were wrong. It's important to sort of focus a little on what happened before, which is that these armed assailants had started attacking these peaceful protests. And then Monday into Tuesday, some of the demonstrators burnt down police stations. The governor of Lagos issued a 24-hour curfew. Protesters defied the curfew, and the military was sent to this place called Lekki Bridge, which is very iconic in Lagos. And they shut down the lights. Then they opened fire. The government has admitted that two people have died, but rights groups say that at least 12 people were killed.
Ader, the protests in Nigeria have been compared to the Black Lives Matter movement in the U.S. in that it's driven mainly by young people, doesn't have one spokesperson. In this case, though, it seems to be presenting in Nigeria a huge challenge to the government. So to what extent is the government truly threatened by these protesters?
Well, I mean, look, these protests, they started very focused on police brutality. But Nigeria is in a really tough moment right now. Unemployment is 27%. Then the oil prices tanked, and then this COVID pandemic came in and just delivered a bigger punch to this economy. And so what happened with these protests is that they became much broader. They attracted a huge swath of the Nigerian population. And something that will tell you what kind of challenge it presents to the government is that these are really the biggest protests that Nigeria has seen since the 80s, when people took to the streets to decry military rule.
Ader Peralta, NPR's East Africa correspondent, thank you for the update. Thanks.
Thank you, Lisa.